say no, kamashmulan halacha. That's what the Gemarian says, no, it's a special halacha l'mashem Sinai, that the money, only a son should use the money of his father. But the daughter, even in a case where there are no sons, and the daughter yashes midiraisa, still that halacha, daughter cannot use her father's money for a kavonis. So Mara says, that we boil you. Have a question like this. Pligi rabbonin olay the Rabbi Yosi, olay pligi. Is there a machlekes to the rabbonin argument of Yosi or not? Like maybe the rabbonin say their case, and they also agree to Rabbi Yosi. Maybe the rabbonin is a mekel. They hold like in both cases. Whether the son was first a nazir, or whether the son first became a nazir after the father died. In both cases, the rabbonin say that the son could use it. So then the rabbonin do not argue on Rabbi Yosi's case. Or maybe no. Pligi rabbonin led Rabbi Yosi. Maybe no. Maybe the rabbonin do argue on Rabbi Yosi. And like it says in the Mishnah, Spadavka, that Rabbi Yosi says, if the son was a nazir when the father was alive, then the son could use the father's money. It could be the rabbonin argue with that and say no. The rabbonin say Bedavka only if the father died first, and then the son was mekabel naziris, then the son could use his father's money. But if the son was mekabel to become a nazir when the father was still alive, maybe the rabbonin argue and Rabbi Yosi to say in such a case, he cannot use his father's money. That's the shaila again. Yiboyliyu pligi rabbanon olay the Rabbi Yosi. To the rabbanon argue on Rabbi Yosi's halacha in the Mishnah. Olay pligi. Maybe they don't argue. They're just adding. They hold both cases. V'yim tim tzalim. If you would want to tell me pligi that the rabbanon do argue on Rabbi Yosi, are reisha as sefer. Where do they argue, on the reisha or on the sefer? Like Tosfos says, in tim tzalim pligi rabbanon are reisha to come Rabbi Yosi. Im no da b'chayyovav einam agaleach. Maybe the only argument at that point, that Rabbi Yosi says that if his son was mekabel naziris b'chayyov, it was einu megaleich. The yomer rabbanon the megaleich b'chol inyan. Maybe they argue on the ratio. Or yaseif for the karma din neder liyalt liach amisa megaleich naziris aviv yomer rabbanon einu megaleich. So the question is, which part of Rabbi Yosi does the rabbanon argue, on the ratio or on the sefer? Minagav, we're not going to a Tosfos changes around the girsas in the Mishnah. That should be just the opposite. Our co-opponent asked the Shaila, where exactly, if they argue the Rabbanin, where do they argue, on the first case or on the second case? So Gemara says, Toshima, come in here. It says like this, Ketzad, or some of the Gerus, Amosai, that Omru Ha'ish Megaleach al Naziris Aviv. Where was it said, the Halacha, that a son has the right to use his father's money for the Kofir's Kabonis? That's this Lashon of Ha'ish Megaleach al Naziris Aviv. Where could the son take a haircut, meaning bring the kabbonis on his father's cheshbon? Is mi shahoya aviv nazir? If the father was first a nazir, and v'hifrish aviv moyis l'nazirosav, and the father set aside money stam for his naziros, for his kabbonis, umeis, and then the father died, so now the money is not used anymore for his kabbonis. V'yomer, and now the son gets up and says, Hareini nazir, I want to become a nazir now. That I should use my father's money for my kabbonis. This is the case that the son could use his father's money. This is like the Tanakam of our Mishnah. That in the case where the son was first mekabel naziris after the father died, that's the case that the son could use the father's money. Avul, but me show you who the aviv nazirim. Let's say first both of them were nazirim. The father and the son were both nazirim, and now the hifrish aviv moyis lenizirosav, and the father now sets aside money for his karbonos umeis, and then the father dies. Haray elu yiplul nadava. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. This is Rabbi Yosi shita that this money goes in the nadava. The Rabbi Yosi says clearly only in a case where the son is mekabel naziris after the father dies, but if the son was a nazir first, that's no good. And now this it says that Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudam, they say no. Zeu shemagalach, shemagaleach amoyis aviv. That this is the case that they do take haircut on the father's, that they do bring the kabbonis of the father. So also to shaila how you go to see or not. So Tosfos says like this, Tosfos says, Toshima, the Aresha Pligi, that the whole machlok is only in the first case. Tanya, we learn clearly that Ketzer Amr Yishmagalech on Amoyesov, where is the case the son could use his father's money? Mishayaviv Nazir, the father was Nazir first, and the father set aside money, and then the father died, and then the son first said, Areni Nazir, that's when it's good. But it says, Mishayahu Viyav Nazirim, but if they are both Nazirim, first the father and the son, and then the father sets aside money, and he dies, the money goes in the dove, that's what the Yasi says. The Lazar of Abraham Yudoimrim, Zem Shaklech and Zira Saviv know that this is also the case that they could bring. So you see, the Machlaikis is in the first case. The Machlaikis is in the first case, in the case where they're both Nazirim at the same time. And now the son says, when the father was a Nazir, and then the son said right away he also wants to be a Nazir, but only Amanas, to use his father's money. So in such a case as the Machlaikis, that this gear through is, Rabbi Yossi says, nothing doing. That's no good. And the Rabbanan of Lazar says, yes, in such a case, even though the son was Makabal Naziris when the father was alive, still the son could use the father's money. So you see, that's the Machlaikis. The Machlaikis is, if the son was Makabal Naziris when the father was still alive, and then the father dies, could the son use the money or not? The Rabbi Yossi says, no, the son cannot use it. And the Rabbanan said, yes, the son could use it. Rabbi asked a question like this. Yechloi shnei bonim, nizirim mahu. What's going to be in a case where a father has two sons, and both of them are nizirim? So Tosfos says, the Rabbi Yossi, shenodru acha misas aviyim, ulerabonin gam b'chayaviyim. Whichever way you hold that the halacha is, the sons could use the father's money. Whether according to Leil Gers the Gemara was the Rabbi Yossi holds only if the sons make the neder after the father dies. So the question would be, after the father died, and again the father was a nazir and had money set aside stam, and then the father died, and now the two sons were mekabel nazirim amanas to use the father's money. So what's the halacha when there are two sons? Could they use the father's money or not? Mahal, what's the shaila? Hilchos sod gemirin lon. Called the kodem gilach gilach. Is it an halacha that whoever chaps around first and takes the money, he could use it? So if you have two sons here, whichever one will be fast on the trigger, like, and get that money and buy the karbonis, he could use all the money. Or Duma, maybe no. I tell you, Yerusha gemirulon. Or palge heavy but heavy. Maybe the halacha is totally in Yerusha. So Mela's sister has two sons. Each son yashins halfway. Therefore, each son has a right to use half of the money. One son cannot use all the money. That's the shaila. So it says, "Palgei zen leitel achatzi, the zen leitel achatzi, k'may b'shay Yerusha." Maybe also each son only has a right to use half of the money. That's one shaila. Boyi Rav, Rav asks a question like this: what's going to be b'chor u'poshet? He has two sons. One son is a Bechor, and one son is a Pasha, is a regular next son. So my, Hilchasa Gemirin Lo, Vihilkach Loi Boi, Giluach Lufo Mai Deshokel. Is it Allah Lamashe Misin alike? So each one has the right to take it. And even though one's a Bechor, each one can take it. So in other words, even though it's Yerusha, the Bechor has a right to take two portions, but maybe here we don't go both Hilchos Yerusha. We just go both, so both sons has a right to take it. So if according to the first side, each son could grab the whole thing, so here also Pshita would be the same way. That each son, whichever one comes first, could grab all the money. But even according to the second side, that each one only has a right to get half, maybe when there's a Bechor involved, it'll still be the same halacha. Like, since there are two sons here, and both of them have the halacha that they have a right to use their father's money, so it still be the halacha of Polig, that each one gets half the use of it, half the money. Or Dilma, maybe no, the other side here, it's different. That Yerusha, here it goes through with Hilchos Yerusha. B'chihechi d'shok al pi shnayim, hochi megaleach. That maybe since the Torah Yerusha, the Bechor gets a double portion. So when there are only two sons, one's a Bechor, one's not, the Bechor gets two-thirds, and the other son only gets one-third. Rebbe, who was did by this money for the Kabbalists also? The Bechor has the right to use 2/3 of the money, and the other brother only uses 1/3. So that's the Shaila. Do we say that it has a lach of Yerusha, so the Bechor gets 2 portions? Or else no, there's a Stam Halacha, that the sons have a right to use their father's money, Mark of the East, whichever way it is, and when they each have a right to use it, each one has a right to use only half of it. That's also a question. And the third question now, the Yim Tim Slain, if you want to tell me, Yerushi, Ulufum Deshatul Megaleach Enachanami, that it has a lacha like Yerusha, and therefore as much as you get for Teres Yerusha, that's how much money now you're allowed to take from your father to use for your kabbanis. So when we have a Bechor, so the Bechor could take 2/3 of it. Other maybe, Ulvechulun Udiyislei Pishnayim. Like even if you want to say to Yerusha Lachia, maybe that it is such a locha that a Bechor gets a double portion, that's only by Chulun. That's only when you Yashin, regular Nechosim, your father's leaving over. Avul Behektishlei, but here it's a question, you Yashining the money that your father set aside for his kabbonis. It's like Hegdish. Maybe you won't say that, maybe loy. Maybe there's no halacha that a Bechor gets 2 chalakim, 2 portions. So there won't be any question then. Like even if you want to say it goes with Teres Yerusha here, but maybe on Hegdish, there's no halacha Bechor gets 2 portions. On Hegdish maybe the Bechor only gets a regular 1 portion. So then these two brothers would yash like equally, they each have 50%. Or Dilma maybe no, Kiva and the Konyle Legiluach, Loishina. That since the father set aside this money to bring his kabbonis, there's no difference. Even though this money was set aside for kabbonis, so what? Still there's halacha that a bechor yashin's pishnayim. So that's all part of the shaila. Right, Loishina. Now, Oviv Nazaroylam. What's going to be the halacha if the father was makabel upon himself to be a Nazaroylam? For the rest of his life, his father was a Nazir. For who Nazir Stan? Now the son was only in the Kabbal to be a Nazir Stan only for 30 days. And then the father died, so does the son have a right to use his father's money? Since it's like different type of Naziris, maybe he can't take over his father's money. Or else the opposite way. What's going to be Oviv Nazir Stan? The father was in the Kabbal to be a regular Nazir for 30 days. For who Nazir Olam? But the son that was makabel to be a Nazir Olam. My, what's the halacha? Ki gemir in hilchasa b'stam naziris. When do we have the halacha? Only by stam naziris. That's what this halacha is, that the son has a right to take over his father's money. And not by naziris olam. Over here, when one of the two of them was a new type of a Nazir, to be a Nazir the rest of his life, maybe there's no halacha. Maybe there's no difference. Lamaisa Nazir Salem is also called a Nazir. So since the father set aside the money for his kabbonis, and then the father died, maybe still we have the halacha, the son has a right to use it. Maybe Loishina. Now, V.M. Tim Tzlan, if you want to tell me, Hocha, Idividi Naziris, that Tyra, that both of them are Nazirim, might not mean of one's a Nazir Olam, one's a Nazir Stam for 30 days or for the rest of his life, but they both were makabel upon themselves to be a Nazir. Therefore, the money set aside for the father's kabbonis could be used for the son's kabbonis. What's going to be like this, though? Boyi Ravashi, Oviv Nazir Tomei. Let's say the father was a Nazir, but was touched a mace. He became Tomei. And he set aside money for his kabbonis of Tomei. For who Nazir Tor? And the son was only a Nazir Tor. He was never makabel tuma. Wrote the opposite way. Oviv Nazir Tahor, Vu Nazir Tomei Mai. What's going to be in such a case? Could the son still use the money or not? So he learns, Mal Shiyovi Aben Sipurim and Amoya Shifra Shoviv, the Naziris Tyra. Whichever way it is, if the father was supposed to be a Nazir Tomei and set aside money, and if the son was a Nazir Tor, could the son use that money now for his Kabbonis Latyra? Here it's a different type of the carbon. So maybe they can't use the same money. So on all these shalas, the Gemara says, Teiku. The Bible is shala, we're not pushing the shala. So suffix in these cases, if the son could use the money in all these cases. Hadron Alecha Mishama. Lotte Mishnah. Yeter Chamishi. Be Shammai Yemi, Be Shammai holds, Hegdish toyes hegdish. If somebody was makdish something, you made something hegdish, whether it's your animal, whether it's your chair, whether it's your food, even though you made a mistake when you made it hegdish, betoyes, you made a mistake, still it's called hegdish. We'll see in the Gemara. Atoyes says, Meforash miyozil, Mishum debos wachi ari bin aziris betoyes, nokat hanet poktai b'mechiltin. Even though the Chur, what is Hegdish doing here? We're talking about Naziris. So Tayyip says, since soon the Gemara talks about Naziris Betoyis, that's why we start off now with Hegdish Betoyis. The Chay Mishnah Plutu the Veshama Beisilil, the Vesama Gabi Misha Noda Venishla Chacham. Homel and Beisilil Veshama Yetam Maidim. And since the Gemara soon talks about Naziris, that's why the Gemara, the Mishnah brings down this halacha here. But here it's halacha in Machlaikis and Hegdish Betoyis. If you mark this something, we'll see in the Mishnah soon what the case is. Even though you made a mistake, Beisharmai says, Hegdish is